You're listening to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus, the president and CEO of RAWF and the all game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. Bit of a change this week. We've got our co-host. She is... Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Mabel here. At least I think it's her. Jesus, how many layers you got on?
Do you have any second idea how cold it is out there?
Well, last I heard it was...
I really got frostbite just walking in from the garage.
Good.
It's 20 below out there.
20 below? Is that Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Celsius, why wouldn't it be?
Of course, what was I thinking? For those of you for those of us that talk in Fahrenheit, it's about -4, so it's still pretty damn cold either
it's
way you look at
it. It's still below freezing.
Way below freezing. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Maeve, but I appreciate you coming in, and maybe, you know, you get to talking and things will warm up.
Here.
What's that?
Oh, heck's sake. I said at least you've got the heat on in here.
Of course I do. What do you... Of course I do.
Oh,
but yeah.
You're the one who has us come into this ice box in the middle of January.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be this cold. I mean, I know, you know, inside...
We're a mile in the sky! They literally call this the Mile High City. You didn't think that maybe, just maybe, with the thin air and all, it would be a little bit cold in January. That never crossed your mind.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. I mean, there's people.
What do we have to do? Why couldn't we come here in springtime? I'm sure it's lovely in springtime. Or in the fall when the leaves are all changing. I bet it's very pretty then.
I'm sorry, Mae, but once you get to talking, once we start get going, you won't even notice how cold it is. I promise.
Well, of course I won't notice how cold it is. I'm not outside in it.
Fair enough. Wow, so this ought to be interesting already. She's already fired up, ladies and gentlemen, is Maeve O'Hare. But Maeve, we've got a lot to discuss tonight. First of all, we're going to start off with Jingle Hell Rock and talk about some shocking results from Jingle Hell Rock, to be sure. Actually, before we do that, though, let's get to some GM reports I have here. First of all, from Conk, the Bar Brawl. Season 1 has concluded. Redneck Avenger took the points lead. The Undertaker was the only wrestler to not be eliminated. Now, both men meet each other in the finals at Love Hurts for the inaugural RAWF Bar Brawl Championship. And it'll be 300% health, 7 days, no DQ, in the Hyde Lounge at the Staples Center. The doors will be locked so that no one can get in or out but those two. I have a feeling I'm going to be paying a huge bill to the Hyde Lounge when it's all said and done. All future Bar Brawl pay-per-view title matches will take place in a bar at the arena or close to the arena if somehow there is no lounge or bar to fight in. Season 2 news. Sign-ups for Season 2 have started. Sign-ups close on January 17th at 9 p.m. Pacific time. Season 2 starts on January 20th and will run for about 2 months. All right. So we already have our first match scheduled for Love Hurts for the Bar Brawl Championship, Maeve, Redneck Avenger, and Taker. And if anybody, if this title doesn't cater to the Redneck Avenger of all people, I don't know who it does. Your thoughts?
I think that it's good news for the other fellow that this is not a trash talk event. I personally would not want to face the Redneck Avenger in a bar brawl, just because I feel like that would end poorly for all concerned. So I don't envy the Undertaker. But I think it'll be interesting, and especially if this is going to be the trend going on through. More than anything, I'm interested to see what bars and dives and honky-tonks and whatever it is that that Conk ends up finding for these matches.
Yeah, me too. And the Hyde Lounge at the Staples Center is a high-class facility, so they're going to be trashing a lot of money, I have a feeling.
You got your insurance premiums paid up.
Of course I do. All right, so now, with that being said, let's bring on our RAWF Powerball GM. He is the chairman of RAWF. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. And how are you, Miss Maeve?
Well, I'm starting to warm up, but apparently I'm doing it wrong. It looks like you're getting awful cozy out there.
I'm all right. I just got good people around me.
I mean, certainly a matter for debate, but that ain't what we're here for. So go on and do your spiel.
Well, L.A., update from the Powerball tournament. We are in the semifinals, and we have the Toxic Megatron Avenger taking on Nightcrawler, and we have Psy taking on DW.
Wow. Interesting. And, of course, whoever wins that tournament faces Hobo Ezekiel for the Powerball Championship at Love Hurts. And, yeah, that's some good names there. Any predictions on who you think is going to pull that one out?
I kind of like to go with Nightcrawler. He's been on a bit of a tear recently. And as far as Psy and DW go, either one of them ladies could come out It's just a matter of which one can get the advantage over the other.
All right. We shall see which of those four face Hobo for the Powerball title at Lovehurts. Anything else to add?
No, that's all I got, sir.
All right. Thank you, Razor. Stick around, and we'll talk with you a little bit later. All right. This from now, from Unstoppabot. No tags report this week, but there is a Radical Rumble report. Sassy Applebee's won her semifinals match and moves on to the finals. She is the first of the final two in the Radical Rumble final. It'll be Sassy Applebee's versus either Buckshot or DW Diesel Warrior in the finals of the Radical Rumble. And not a shocker to see Sassy Applebee's in the final of another event, Maeve, but considering who she beat here, and how she has beaten to get to this point, I would certainly consider her the favorite.
I mean, you won't catch me betting against Sassy Applebee's in the final of a tournament anytime soon. So I don't envy whichever one of them ends up having to face her. I ain't saying that I'm placing a bet on it, but if I were, it would be on Sassy.
I have to agree with you there. I certainly do. And she could be the first female to win the Radical Rumble.
It's only the second Radical Rumble we've had. It's not exactly like that's a huge accomplishment yet.
Well, you know, it can be, considering that, you know, how that the men outnumber the women. So, you know, I'm just saying it's to be difficult. But at any rate, we will see. The Rumble continues on, and maybe by next week we will have a winner. We will see by the next time we have a show. All right. And then last but not least, we have our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is the P to the O to the G. He is.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hourglass of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that your day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go ahead, your family slam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cage. Can't keep me like the way I need my saint. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep. Why the open wounds stress.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Paragon of Greatness is here. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. And we've got ourselves an interesting report here on the Ultimate Gauntlet, because last we updated, we had a brand new champion, and that meant that a company message was going to go out, and I was going to recruit signups, which is something I usually don't do that often for the Ultimate Gauntlet. But boy, did people show up for the gauntlet this time. We have possibly a record amount of signups for the Ultimate Gauntlet right now. As it currently stands, our groups for the Ultimate Gauntlet, each of course separated into 10, that will be randomly assigned matches in order. We've got group one featuring Dr. Kent, Hot Cheese, Fire Chief Bill, DW, Cougar, Alley Knight, Razor, Chaz, and Damia. Group two comes in with Mark Caliber, Beast, Toxic Megatron, Avenger, Kayla the Governess, Black Lilith, Undertaker, Mancunian Maniac, Extreme Enigma, Ice Cold Aaron McFadden, Johnny McBlaze. We've got a third group coming in with AF James, Psy, Mrs. Beautiful, Davila, Akuma Muerte, Lincoln Hunt, Conk, Fainer, King of Nolar, Maddie, Paige, Ken Costa. We've got group number four, Sean Hurd, Hot Cheese, Revenge, Natalia Nitro, Papa Shaker, Lil Miss Sassy, Uber Vegan, TPO, Finrod Felagund, Psychotic Rage, Billy Gunn, Joey A. We've got group number 5. That's right, a 5th group. Simply the Best, Nuthouse, Fargo, Sassy Appleby, Soul Reaper, Redneck Avenger, Kane the Governor, Gaffer Gamgee, and of course our new, I won't spoil anything yet, but our the newest person to sign up on the Gauntlet sheet, Chris Cage. That's right, so we've got 5 groups of people signed up right now. The Gauntlet is currently still running because it does not stop for the sign-up phase. We had Revenge go against Chris Cage, and Revenge beat Chris Cage in that first match. Cage has since re-signed up, but Revenge is now in her second match going up against Damia. We have a record number of people signed up for the Ultimate Gauntlet, and things are getting ready to heat up.
Wow. Ultimate Gauntlet has always been pretty popular, Paragon, and I want to say you have done an awesome job with that division. Keep up the good work. But for now, we'll talk to you in a little bit. We're going to have a lot to talk to you about here in just a little while. Trust me on that. All right?
All right.
All right. So that was our GM reports, and we now turn to Jingle Hell Rock results and some shocking results coming out of the final pay-per-view of 2023. Let's take a look. We had Extreme Enigma defeat El Vacant in a special challenge match. Paragon defeated Fire Chief Bill in their Texas Bull Rope match. Anton Dare in his final match in RAWF, so he says, defeated Redneck Avenger in a parking lot brawl. And Soul Reaper defeated Aaron McFadden in a season's beatings match. We had Billy Gunn defeat Nightcrawler to win the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. As Paragon just alluded to, were you shocked by this one, Maeve?
I'm sorry. What were that? I was looking at this piece of paper and trying to figure something out.
Billy Gunn defeating Nightcrawler for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. Were you surprised that Billy Gunn won his first RAWF Championship over Nightcrawler?
I can't say that to work, because as much as a lot of us like to rag on Billy Gunn, and I've certainly been guilty of it in the time as well, he's a lot better than you would think, given some of the periphera that's associated with him. And Ultimate Gauntlet is a fight that is not like a lot of the others for titles here. Having held that belt myself and knowing just how tricky those matches can be, I'm not surprised. I think Billy Gunn earned it. I mean, it's hard enough to run the gauntlet, much less than win that belt. So I'm just going to say congratulations to him, but no, I can't say that I were particularly surprised, especially not compared to some of the other results from the pay-per-view. But
yes.
I won't spoil anything until you get to that.
Yeah, I already know which one you want to talk about. We are going to get to it in a bit. Eva successfully retained her Champions Choice Championship against Papa Shaker, to no one's surprise. Hotness Overload retained their tag team titles over Oblivion Express. Hobo Ezekiel had himself a night. He not only defeated Sassy Applebee's for the Powerball Championship, he also defeated Money Sue for the Midnight Hobo title. So 2 titles now for Hobo Ezekiel. Congratulations.
This is his first time holding Hobo, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is the first time he's held the Midnight Hobo Championship, considering he's our resident hobo. It is kind of ironic it took him this long to get that title, but he did indeed do it at Jingle Hell
Rock. I really
hope
that they do. I do wonder how they're going to deliver it to him, because as I know from the time as champion, they deliver you a case every month. But it's not exactly like he has a mail-in address now, is it?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll find a way to get it to him.
I think mayhap we should hope they don't. Like, do you really want him going around drinking all that?
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah, you're right. He's bad enough without drinking Midnight Hobo. That's a good point. Taker retained his multimedia title against Extreme Enigma. He also retained the men's championship against Chris Cage. It was Chris Cage's one lone blemish on at Jingle Hell Rock. Because he retained his FUBAR City title against Deez. Natalya Nitro defeated Erin McFadden and Tigress to become the new Triple Crown champion. Conk defeated DW to become the new national champion. Any thoughts on any of those matches I just mentioned?
I mean, I had a feeling that Tigress wasn't going to fare well in that Triple Threat match. It's usually the case when you have two folks from the same faction. The odd person out is going to have a bad time of it. I can't really say that I'm surprised at Conk winning either, just because Conk, when he puts his mind to it, is one of the better wrestlers in this company. And don't think it don't pay me to say that. But I do have to hand it to him. I will give credit where credit's due. When he sets his mind to it, he's definitely capable of beating just about anyone in this company. So I don't know if I'd go so far as to congratulate him, but I will say that I'm not surprised.
All right. The Cougar retained her estrogen championship over Tigress, further cementing herself as the greatest estrogen champion in RAWF history, considering Tiggs has held the title as many times as she has. But definitely was Cougs just that Cougs and the estrogen title. No offense to you, Meev, because I know you held the title for quite a while yourself. But those two probably more than anyone else have defined what the estrogen title is over the years, considering that between the two of them, they've held it 9 or 10 times. STB retained the Platinum Dragon Championship over Hotshot Chaz due to the interference from the returning Blake Bradley. Yet, what did you think when you saw Blake Bradley return and cost Hotshot Chaz his shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship?
I thought that it were quite rude of him. And honestly, I didn't expect him to step foot in an RAWF ring again, given the way he left. So I certainly weren't expecting that. I don't think Chaz were expecting it neither. And I, for one, am looking forward to seeing what Chaz does about it once he's back on the mend. You need any help with that, Chaz? You just let Navy know.
All right. And then finally, in the main event at Jingle Hell Rock, the World Heavyweight title on the line, it was the Immortal Griffith versus Chris Cage. And a shocking result as Chris Cage defeated the Immortal Griffith to become the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. And Maeve, I'm sure you have some things, your opinions on what happened. Talk to me about Chris Cage being our new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion.
Thanks, preserve us. The nicest thing that I can say about that result is that I think more than anything else that's been said or done since my last run-in with Cage Laddie is that I think this proves that he's not the same person he used to be. And I say that because we'd seen Chris Cage versus English for the world title, and we knew how that went. And it didn't go that way this time. And I'll be the first to say I did not expect that outcome. And I think that is probably the proof that I needed personally to believe that Chris Cage is resettled, settled adjacent. I don't really know what to call it. He's not the same creature that he used to be.
And while it is true that Griff did not reach the goal of having the title for the longest amount of time, there's no doubt that the Immortal Griffith is the greatest RAWF world champion in the entire existence of RAWF. You listen to these stats. The four people that have held the title for the most days in RAWF history, number four is Paragon at 306 days. And third is Mordred Nightwalker at 343. Mithras comes in second at 362. And then the Immortal Griffith, almost twice that, at 672 days as RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. So while he may not have broken the record for longest reign, he still holds a record that is probably never going to be beat in total days holding that RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. So kudos to him. He still has, you know, still has plenty to crow about, if you will, despite the loss of the championship to Chris Cage at Love Hurts. So, with that being said, with Jingo Hell Rock officially in the books and all results in, Maeve, would you do me the honor of reading off the final period rankings for November and December from Black Friday to Jingo Hell Rock?
Well, now that I've had time to process this list and compose myself, I would be happy to do that, Bossman. So, as Bossman said, these are the final rankings. This is everything that has happened in the last rankings period, and you folks know what that means. That means that these are the rankings that will determine contendership matches. Without any further ado, at number 25, we have me favorite RAWF champion of all time, English himself, the Immortal Griffith. At number 24, a name I don't think I've ever seen on anyone's rankings list in the history of wrestling, Andy Price. Number 23, someone who purports to call themselves Dark Warrior, but I don't know who that is. Number 22, our new Triple Crown champion, Natalia Nitro, Mrs. Conk herself. At number 21, the best-looking person in this company, Maeve O'Hare. At number 20, Devella. Number 19, I'm going to get an official ruling on this because I know she's out there. Cy, how do you pronounce your full name? I always thought it was Cybele, but I've heard Cybele, I've heard Sybil. I want to know how to pronounce your name proper, so let me know. At number 18, sitting right next to her, Evil Angel Page. At number 17, I think this is the point where Vacant Lottie goes, the doctor is in, Dr. Kent. Number 16, also out there in the chat, Fire Chief Bill. Number 15, another purported immortal, but I don't know how true that is, Black Lilith. At number 14, the estrogen champion, longest reigning, most reigns, all that good stuff. She's done lots of things with it. The First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. At number 13, Deez. At number 12, possibly the wealthiest non-immortal in RAWF, A.S. James. At number 11, Kayla the Governess. At number 10, Revenge. I've always wondered what she's getting revenge for. She's never told me that. Cybele. Okay, it is pronounced Cybele officially. Thank you, Cy. At number 9, Crazy Serve. I do wonder if he's actually crazy or if that's just a nickname. Anyway, number 8, we have our national champion, Conk. At number 7, we have Vacant's favorite person to say. I'm going to try to say it the way Vacant does because it amuses me. Hotshot Chaz. It doesn't roll off my tongue the way it does with him, though. At number 6, the lad who has the World FUBAR City and White Lightning Championships, Chris Cage. At number 5, our newest multi-champion, Hobo Ezekiel, holding the Midnight Hobo and the Powerball. At number 4, Diesel Warrior. At number 3, apparently the fix is still in, if maybe not quite working as well as he might have hoped, Killa Neptune, who is our new Superstars champion. At number 2, more Corcoran himself, the Pentagon of Greatness. And at number 1, as is only appropriate for his name, the Platinum Dragon Champion, Simply the Best.
All right, and yeah, there were definitely some surprises on that top 25, some names we either haven't never seen or haven't seen for a long time, so that's a good thing, good to know that, things are, a little change up is never bad, and so, yes, I mean, you're the one who told me many moons ago that Andy Price was halfway decent. Was it you? Wasn't it you that told me that?
I never in my life said such a lie.
Oh, okay. So this is shocking. This is absolutely shocking. Well, here's another real
fact. I just about dropped my teeth when I read that.
Well, I can believe that. So here's the deal here. Number 24 and 25, Andy Price and the Immortal Griffith, they were two out of six people that had the same amount of points in the rankings. Therefore, I had to go with the tiebreaker of record. And because Andy Price's record was 8-2 and Griffiths was 7-3, they got the nods. But there were several.
I don't think I've ever heard you talk about doing that before. So that's good to know that that's how that works.
That is how that works. When two people have the same amount of points, better record is the first tiebreaker. The amount of trash talk points is the second tiebreaker.
What would you do if both of those were equal?
Then I'd have to hope that one of them. Well, that's a good question. They would have to tie. I mean, let's say one of the other people that had 91 had the same record and same amount of points as Griffith, then it would be an official tie for 25, and that's actually happened one time before. So it would actually be a top 26, is what it would be.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm always interested to hear this. For those of you who are completely confused about what Bossman's talking about, I suggest that you reacquaint yourself with the company concept that is hopefully located on the RAWS homepage. It has all the information you ever need about how you score points and get on this lovely rankings list.
You are the first co-host that's ever been kind enough to mention that. I'm
here to help.
All right, so what do all these rankings mean for contenders matches? Well, I'm about to tell you. Well, first of all, starting with the Superstars Championship tomorrow in Denver, a bit of a second chance for the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Maeve, you'll be challenging Killa Neptune for the Superstars title. And this time...
Oh, for heck's sake.
What?
I just said that the fix was in. And now you're like,
you
oh,
did.
Try to take a title away from the Fishman.
Well.
More Corcora. Come give me a fan support in the match against your brother.
Yep, but that is the Superstar title match tomorrow. Killa Neptune versus Maeve. Maeve looking to win the Superstar title for the first time in her career. So good luck.
I mean,
it's on
the list. It's right there near the top. It's not the top, but it's near the top. So conspiracy or not, I've got the list of things I'd like to accomplish before I turn 25. So I only got a few more months.
All right, the multimedia title contendership match will be contested between Seabell and Davila. Two very feisty ladies will challenge to see who will take on Taker for the Multimedia Championship. Who do you predict between Seabell and Davila? What's your analysis?
If Seabell can keep focused and not wander off halfway through the match, she's quite capable. She's just easily distractible, I found. But having had many hard-fought matches against Davila myself, I find myself hard-pressed to pick against her. So as much as I hate to say it, since Seabell's right there and I do like her very much, I'm going to have to say I think Davila is going to have a slight edge there.
And quite possibly. Davila has held the multimedia title on at least one occasion, if not more. I could look that up here in a little bit. But, yeah, Davila with more experience there. But, you know, Seabell has definitely been...
I would like to see someone win that title that's going to do something interesting with it. As much as it pains me to agree with anything Enigma ever says, I think they're right about the fact that we need a multimedia champion who's going to make it entertaining.
Indeed.
And I think either one of them is very capable of that.
I agree. I mean, you can't argue with Taker's results in the ring, but as far as charisma goes, not so much, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say that the man's born as shite. I've never seen him open his mouth to say more than two words at a time. I've certainly never seen him have a social media presence. I've never seen him do interviews. I've never seen him show up backstage. I would like to see something that lets me know that this is not just some sort of homunculus that comes out and rustles and then disappears until it's summoned again. That's what I'd like to see.
We might get that. We might get that. Between whoever wins tomorrow can go on and beat Taker at Lavert's. But getting titles away from him has not been an easy task. Nobody has yet to accomplish.
I am so determined to see someone interested with that belt that I will tell whoever the winner of that contendership match is, be it Sabelle, be it Davila, I will give you 1 million of my own coins if you take that belt away from Taker.
So now you're going to put a bounty on Taker. Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to put a bounty on the entertainment of the folks who watch this company every week. Our fans deserve something worth watching.
All righty. Wow. Taker now has officially a bounty on him in that multimedia title match at Lovehurts. Interesting indeed. Two Triple Crown contender matches. These are going to be very interesting. The first one sees Black Lilith take on Evil Angel Page. And the second one sees Fire Chief Bill taking on Dr. Kent. Your thoughts on who might walk out and face Natalya Nitro for that Triple Crown Championship at Lovehurts?
I mean, the way things are going, mid-prediction, this is not what I want to have happen, nor do I think it would be the best thing to have happen for the company. But what I suspect is going to happen is that we're going to see Paige and Fire Chief Bill, and then it's just going to be a ginormous love fest when it comes to the next Triple Crown Championship match. Just because that seems to be the way things are trending in the company right now.
Well, we shall see. That one's going to be very interesting. That's going to—I have to say that I certainly think Paige can get past Black Lilith, and I'm certain Fire Chief Bill can get past Dr. Kent. But you can't count either Black Lilith or Dr. Kent out for sure. But I do see your logic in there, and that's probably the way I would pick as well. FUBAR City contender match. It's between two former FUBAR City champions to see who will go on to face Chris Cage. It is the AF James and Deez. Deez coming off the loss to Chris Cage for the FUBAR City Championship at Jingle Hell Rock, looking to get back there and try again. And AF James, who I believe Chris Cage beat for the FUBAR City Championship. So this one could be the match of the night. Your thoughts?
Thanks. As much as it pains me to say this, because AF James was right there, and he's a very decent fellow, and I don't have anything against him, nothing about AF James has ever said FUBAR City to me. He's too clean. He's too respectable. He doesn't say, I go out and brawl in the streets and throw people in dumpsters and off of food trucks and such. Deez very much says that to me. And also, as you just pointed out, Deez is coming off a loss for that title. And he's got grist. He's got a reason to want to go after Chris Cage again. I don't like AF's chances. I hate it for you, lad. I wish you all the best in the world. But I think the smart money is on Deez for that match.
And that's fair. I think that's fair. But, you know, he has held the title once before, so it's not like he's total stranger to it. But you're right. The whole persona doesn't necessarily say FUBAR City, but we'll see. We will see. He's always been tough, always been hard to bet against. Midnight Hobo contender match between two ladies that have been just a tear over the last couple months. It will be Revenge and Kayla the Governess to see who will face Hobo Ezekiel for the Midnight Hobo Championship. I have a feeling who I know you're rooting for, but I don't know. I wouldn't say you've had issues with Kayla, but you've certainly not seen eye to eye with her in the past.
I mean, no, I haven't seen eye-to-eye with Kayla in the past, but I haven't seen eye-to-eye with Revy neither. I think I like seeing more women high in the rankings. I always approve of that. I really wish the distribution had fallen out a little more so that we could have more women going against the champions at the pay-per-view. But I think that this is going to be a good match. I think if it comes down to just Kayla and just Revenge, I think Kayla's got the edge. My concern there is that I don't think it's just going to be Revenge out at that rank. We've seen what that group's capable of. We've seen how they operate. It's smart, for sure and certain. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's horrible and despicable, and I can't believe they do that. Of course I believe they do that. That's what they do. What I'm saying is, so far as I know, Kayla's only got her mister in her corner, and Revenge has like half the second REWF roster, it feels like. So I think smart pick is going to be Revenge.
I mean, I will not be shocked either way. I will not be shocked with whoever one of them wins that match, because they're both very determined women when it comes to REWF Gold. And it's been a while. I give Revy the edge only because it's been a while since she's held RAWF Gold. So we will see. National title contender match will be Hotshot Chaz taking on Crazy Serb to see who will face Conk for that national title at Love Hurts. And you know, Crazy Serb, he's not very vocal, doesn't have a lot of charisma himself, but he's very effective in the ring. Chaz, of course, very charismatic and also very effective in the ring. Who do you think walks out as the number one contender in a national title tomorrow?
This is me advice. This is coming directly from me to you, Hotshot Chaz. You know that I like you. You know that I've had your best interest in mind for a long time. Get out of your own head. That's your biggest problem. The second things start going the way you don't want them to go, you panic. You freeze up. You start thinking that everything is ruined and you're never going to have anything nice. And then you become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Here's my advice. Go out tonight. Have yourself a good time within limits. Make sure that you're up and ready to go in the morning. And just relax and go out there and do what you do best. This is what you do for a living, lad. This is your job. You know what you're doing. Go out there. Have a match. Get yourself a contendership, and then worry about the pay-per-view. Don't start thinking three steps down the road about how you think you're going to lose the belt after your first defense. Get yourself to that title match before you ever start worrying about losing a belt you don't even have. You are fully capable of this. Just remember that. And that being said, I certainly hope that I'm right and that Hotshot Chaz proves that he does have what it takes to get and hold gold here in RWF, because he's more than capable of doing so.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, Crazy Serb, there's not much to say about him. We know he's a Serb. We know he's crazy. We know he's good in the ring.
Do we even know that? Do we know that either of those things are true?
Okay, technically we don't, but that's his name, so we'll just go with it.
Do we know that The Undertaker has a degree in mortuary science? You can't just trust what people call themselves.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Exactly.
All
go
right.
Do hotshot things.
There
exactly,
you
Chaz.
Go.
That's all you got to do. Go do hotshot things.
For the shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship, STB's Platinum Dragon Championship, it will be Killer Neptune and DW, Diesel Warrior. DW looking to take a step up, win the Platinum Dragon Championship for the first time. Killer Neptune, of course, has been Platinum Dragon champion on a couple of occasions, but as you say, the fix is in. Will the fix be in tomorrow in Denver between these two?
Say for sure and certain whether it will be or not. I will certainly say my encouragement to Killer Neptune is to focus all his attention on that match. That is his important match tomorrow. That's the match that I want to see him working hard at.
All right.
What?
We shall.
What's that look for?
What?
You had a look.
I have a lot of looks.
You definitely had a look.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right. But at any rate, Killer Neptune, DW, for a shot at STB's Platinum Dragon Championship at Love Hurts, and then the big one. It will be Simply the Best and the Paragon of Greatness one-on-one to see who will face Chris Cage for the World Heavyweight title at Love Hurts. You've got two former champions looking to unseat Chris Cage, make him a one-and-done champion. What are your thoughts?
I mean, either way, I mean, it's going to be a match that we're not necessarily what we were expecting. Not that it's shocking to see STB or Mercorkra in line to get a shot at the world title. But I think a lot of us, myself included, were saying, oh, here we go. We're going to get the lead up to Immortal Greatness 817. And that's not the case no more. That being said, STB and Mercorkra both have a history with Chris Cage. They've both faced him before in important matches. But neither of them's ever faced him in this situation. And I think it's really going to come down to, I hate to say the stereotypical, which one of them wants it more, because it's, I mean, it's the world title. Of course they want it. Everyone wants it. That's what it's there for. If you're not here to go after that belt at some point, then what are you doing with your life? But I think that Mercorkra's got more to prove. I also think Mercorkra's got a lot of other things on his mind right now. And I think STB is going to be the one who's going to be able to focus better. So I think if things continue on the way they have been in the last few weeks here in the company, I think that STB is going to benefit more from that situation than Mercorkra will. Is that fair? Is it right?
No, I do agree. Paragon's definitely got a lot of distraction going on. His battle with the DOC after what happened a few weeks ago, after all the attacks and what happened at Jingle Hell Rock, it's certainly got to be weighing on Paragon's mind, including next week on Superstars, he has a scheduled cage match with a member of the DOC in Revenge. So a lot of that will be weighing on his mind. Will he be able to focus against STB, who I know is going to be focused? He's been wanting to get back to that World Heavyweight Championship for a long time now. And either way, though, Chris Cage is not going to have it easy in his first title defense of the World Heavyweight Championship. There's no doubt about that. So my question to you is, Maeve, what kind of world champion do you think Chris Cage is going to make?
If you asked me that question a few months ago, I would have said, God help us all. That being said, it really does feel like a different Chris Cage. It feels like this is not someone that we know. This is not someone that we've seen a lot out of. And I'd like to think that that means that he's going to be a good champion, that he's going to do the company proud. He's going to represent RAWF well. I have no doubt that he's going to put on good matches because he does that already. He's always done that. But, you know, if it had to be Chris Cage, I'm glad that it's this version of Chris Cage and not the one that's out there giggling maniacally and waving around knives and talking out of his straight waistcoat or whatever it is that he does. I don't know what kind of champion he's going to be, but I think we've got a lot better shot with this Chris Cage than we did with the old one.
Well, we do have a recorded statement from the new World Heavyweight Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to hear from Chris Cage.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen, it is I, your RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, Chris Cage. Wow. That felt great to say. Like, that felt actually, like, euphoric. Like, that's, honestly, it's a feeling I never thought I'd have. So, it's a big moment. Let's see here. I have a list of people to thank, first off. I don't want to be that guy, but, you know, it's important. First off, I want to thank Big K, my tag team partner, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, the man with the golden heart, Papa Shaker. Papa, love you. And we did it, man. We did it. All those months and years of talking about it, we finally did it, buddy. One of us has finally won the world championship. And I'm wondering, man, when's your turn, you know? Well, when's it coming? Love to see it. I would love to see it. Buddy, if you're listening, I love you. That'll never change. Thank you for being you. I appreciate you so much. All right, let's see here. Anarchy. You got to thank Anarchy, you know? Chaz, Cougar, NC, Bubs, Beast, Allie. Those are really the ones that that stand out and have been there, emotional support. You know, always having my back, and we're there for each other. Chaz, I'm talking about you, buddy. We're there for you, man. Look at me, man. Look at NC. We've done it, man. Don't give up, bro. Don't give up. Your time's coming, man. You think I thought I'd be here? Hell no, bro. Hell no. But your dedication, never giving up, man. Anything's possible. Anything is possible. So don't give up. But you know who should give up? The Chris Cage haters. There's a lot of them. Whew. If I was missing them, we'd be here all night. I don't understand it. I understand some people are frustrated with me. I understand some people don't believe that people can change, man, you know. People can surprise you. People can open your eyes, you know, or maybe pull the wool over your eyes, whatever way you want to look at it. So to the haters, I have to say keep hating because you only drive me even more. Makes this feel way better knowing that there are people that are mad that I have this championship. Oh, that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. That's when you know you've arrived. And now I got to thank him. I got to thank you, Griff. Griffith, the immortal one. Griffith Davian, whatever you want to call yourself, man. The franchise. Bro, I know you didn't get the record, and I'm sorry. And I hate to be that man that took that from you. And I mean that respectfully. But if it wasn't for you and what you did to me at Graveyard Smash, I wouldn't be here as champion. No way. You showed me rather quickly that while I was improving, I was not at the level yet. And I went back to the gym. I busted my ass. And now look at me. Standing here with the big belt. It only means so much because of the champion you were, Griffin. There's no doubt. You're the greatest RIWF World Heavyweight Champion. Mithras can hold that 1 week he has over you as much as he wants. No one else has held it 9 times. No one's even come close. So to take the belt off you, respectfully, was the greatest moment of my career. And it means that much because you're that talented, because you pushed me that far. That match, hands down, best match of my career, hands down. And that's because of you. So thank you, Griffith. Lord Amadeus, man, huge thank you to you, man. This company, it's unbelievable. It's unlike any other company, and you make it that way. Your team makes it that way. Your vision made it that way. Having a radio show when most don't made it that way. So thank you for letting us all do what we do, and thank you for keeping the lights on. Now, a new year means a new me. You've heard the phrase, but I mean it. But a new year, a new me, and a new RAWF world champion, that has a nice ring to it. Which reminds me, El Vacant, I have waited patiently for another menu item on your taco truck, and I've come up with the best thing imaginable. It's called the Chris Cajun Burrito, and it comes with a free side of nacho cheese. That's right, a free side of nacho cheese. Come and get yours at all El Vacant taco trucks starting next week. Next week. I'm giving El Vacant's crew some time to learn it, to get it good, because you got to try it. You got to try it. it came to me in a dream. Elvacan, we did it, man. We did it. And on a much, much more serious note, I got to thank my mom. She was my biggest critic and my biggest supporter at the same time. And if she could see that all the years of bruises and blood and broken bones and medical bills and sleepless nights and hungry mornings were worth it. Were worth it. Because I'm standing here with the world in my hand right now, and that's all she ever saw for me. That's all she ever knew I could be. So thank you, Mom. I did it. I did it. Chris Cage did it. Now, on to what's next, right? I'm no fortune teller. I can't see the future, but I have a pretty good guess of who my next opponents are for this baby right here. And that's simply the best, STB, a man who's dominated with the Platinum Dragon Championship, or the face of RAWF, the Paragon of Greatness. Now, I have history with both of these men. I have beaten both of these men, and both of these men have beaten me. Gentlemen, you didn't get here by accident. I know I'm facing the best of the best, because I wouldn't be holding this championship if I wasn't ready to do that. So good luck. I look forward to whoever I get to face. That being said, I'm a little impartial. You see, I'm split, because I didn't like what happened to Chaz, so I'd love to get my hands on STB. That being said, me and Paragon have quite the history, or so I've been told. Listen, I could really care less which one of you it is, because I'm going to give you everything I have, because that's what I have to do to keep this. And I'm going to keep this on my shoulder, around my waist, because it feels so fucking good. Now, back to some uplifting news. Me as world champion means big changes for RAWF. We are coming into a new year, 2024, and I am telling you, the merch sales are about to skyrocket. Profits are about to skyrocket, because competition is about to skyrocket. Welcome to a new era, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
That was the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, Chris Cage. And Maeve, you talked about a different Chris Cage. This is definitely not a Chris Cage we were heard from 2 months ago. And he sounds like a world champion, in my opinion. What about yours?
I think one of us read the other's notes, because we made a lot of the same points. And I promise y'all, if I hadn't heard that before I started talking about it, it's not a Chris Cage we've heard from before. This isn't even the Chris Cage that left Black Friday. This is someone entirely new and different. And I hope he can maintain that for his own sake, for the sake of the company. And I hope he is ready for what it means to have the biggest target in this company, in our sport, on his back. And I know some smart ass out there is going to be like, well, what do you know about that, Maeve? You've never held that belt. And I know that. Thanks for reminding me. But I have seen up close and personal what it's like to be the person that's got that target on your back. And I think in a lot of ways, that's a lonely place to be, whether you've got a faction behind you or not, whether you're on your own. There is only one world champion. And I hope that Chris Cage is ready to experience that and what it means for good and for ill. But I have to say, and it pains me to say it, I'm impressed by how far he's come just in the last couple of months as a wrestler, as a human being. I'm not even sure a few months ago I would have called him a human being. He's done a lot with himself, and he's earned this moment in the spotlight.
And congratulations one more time to Chris Cage, the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. Who will be his next opponent? We find out tomorrow on Superstars. All right, one thing I want to mention, on a down note, sort of on a down note. First of all, folks, it's almost that time once again. It is almost that time. We are just a couple months away from the Xanther. The Xanther Memorial Tournament. Little preview there for you folks in the chat. It will happen at Immortal 11 on March 31st, 2024, the Xanther Memorial Tournament. And while that memorializes the great Xanther, the Platinum Dragon, who is a RAWF original, it's also a tournament that marks a lot of other people that we've lost, including a couple here just recently that I'd like to touch on. About a month ago, we lost a former member of RAWF who was an integral part of the early days of RAWF in Eshel Kneebreaker. And then earlier this week, a former RAWF World Heavyweight Champion and another integral part of early RAWF as Tank Girl has also passed away. And, you know, the Xanther tournament, we do it to memorialize Xanther every year, but it's also a memorial tournament for others, for all those that we have lost here in Wrestler Unstoppable, likes of Dr. Payne, White Lightning, Yvonne, The Vicious, Tank Girl, Shell Kneebreaker, and others. We do this tournament in their name as well. It is the Xanther, but it is a memorial tournament for those that we have lost. And so that will, I'm going to be taking donations for that here, probably beginning of next month, probably starting about the beginning of next month. And then of course, signups will start probably 2 to 3 weeks before the tournament is scheduled to start. So, that will happen on March 31st for Immortal 11. Immortal 11, of course, coming to you from Reliance Stadium in Houston on March 31st. All right. So with all of that being said, Maeve, we're going to take a quick song break and return. We'll be talking to the likes of, we'll talk again with Paragon and Razor, as well as I believe Paige is here somewhere. And we'll talk to them and who knows who else when we return. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be right back, folks.
Up to the sounds of the silence that allows for my mind to run around with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the stories that I told when my back is to the world that was smiling when I turned. On the wall as you're praying for my foes, and the laughter in the holes and the names that I've been called. I stack it in my mind and I'm waiting for the time when I show you what it's like to be worth spitting in the mind.
Look, Okay, I'm hoping that somebody pray for me. I'm praying that somebody hope for me. I'm staying where nobody's supposed to be. Proposted, being a wreck of emotions. Ready to go whenever you let me know. The road is long, so put the pedal into the flow. The energy on my trail, my energy unavailable. I'ma tell it my soul away, go. Hey, when I fly on my drive to the top, I've been out of shape, taking out the box, I'm an astronaut. I blasted off the planet, rock that caused catastrophe, and it matters more because I had it. Now I had, I thought about wreaking havoc on an opposition. Kinda shocking, they want a static with precision. I'm automatic, quarterback, I ain't talking second, pack it up, I don't panic, batter up. Who the baddest, it don't matter, cause we is your
time. Everybody wants to see my enemy.
Hey everyone, this is Sasha Camaro, and you are listening to RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Vroom, baby!
Alright, and we're back. Maeve, it's, 2023 was a hell of a year. It finished off on a hell of a run at Jingle Hell Rock, no doubt about it. We now move forward, looking towards Love Hurts in just a few weeks, live from Los Angeles. Is Los Angeles okay? I don't think it'll be too cold for you in Los Angeles, hopefully, right? Maeve?
Yeah, Wilson.
Did you hear what I said? Did you?
The word of it.
Not a word of it. Okay. I was just saying that 2023 ended in some shocking moments. In 2024, I'm sure we'll get some more. Starting with Love Hurts. Is Los Angeles going to be warm enough for you when we go to Love Hurts, you think? Warmer?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on if they have a cold snap, too.
Hmm. Well, you like hot chocolate? We need some hot chocolate. That's what we need. Am I right?
I mean, I wouldn't say no to some hot chocolate if someone's offering.
Yeah, there you go. All right, our first guest of the evening. She has a Triple Crown title contender match, probably her first contender match in years here in RAWF. She is... Ladies and gentlemen, she is the PVC's own Evil Angel Paige. Good evening, Paige.
Good evening, LA. Good evening, Maeve.
Good evening, Paige.
Well, Paige, I have to say, I'm not going to lie. I didn't think that this was going to happen. I'd see you in a contenders match, where I'd see you in the top 25, where I'd see the Paige that we used to see back in the day kicking ass and taking names. You proved me wrong, and tomorrow you take on Black Lilith to possibly go on to a Triple Crown title match at Love Hurts. What is going through your head right now?
A lot of things, because, you know, like I said when I came back, this time I'm doing things my way. Not the old Paige way, where I'd run my mouth and say, I'm going to do this, that, and everything else, and never follow through. This time, it's just one day, one step at a time. I'm not going to underestimate my opponent like I have in the past. I fought Black Lilith. She is one tough bitch. Can I beat her if I keep my mind on the match? Is that going to be tough? A little. Because my head's still earlier in the week. I'm still trying to process that and deal with that, which is why, you know, I had to go change. Hashtag
yeah.
Fuck Camping.
You okay?
Yeah. Angry. But you know what? I will say it. Tanky and I had our ins and outs, but the one thing she always taught me was to focus my anger, to focus my pain into my opponent. Sorry, not sorry for everybody that I've faced this week, because that's what it's been. And that's what it's going to continue to be. Because, yeah, I had a hell of a ride at the end of 2023. I don't know what 2024 holds. But you know what? I'm going to give it my all. I have certain goals, and if I hit them, I hit them. If I don't, well, they just move to 2025. But I will tell you one thing. There's one thing nobody has to worry about from me. I have enough of a target on my back. You will never catch me wanting that number one spot. I don't want that target. No, thank you.
Well, Paige, again, and yes, Black Lilith tomorrow, Triple Crown Championship on the line. I know you were hoping for FUBAR, but it didn't quite happen out. There's always next month, but to be fair, you can also open challenge Chris Cage for the FUBAR City title if you wanted to. All right,
I know, LA. Don't have a heart attack, because...
I'm proud of you for saying that, to be honest with you. Not a lot of people think that way, but yeah, I get you. It's a good thing to, but Black Lilith Triple Crown title match, and if you get past him, then you'll be facing Natalya Nitro, who's the current champion, and either Fire Chief Bill or Dr. Kent. Any thoughts on any of them?
Natalya is another tough one. So is FCB. But I've learned a lot from him as well throughout the years. It's going to be one hell of a match either way. Dr. Kent, I've not really faced, so I can't really say much. But any way it comes down to it, the matches are going to just blow the roof off the place.
All right, and I'm proud of you, Paige, for getting back to this point. And C-Bell, who is also a member of PVC, seems to have resurrected. So, looking for big things out of her. You think she could be the next multimedia champion?
Not a shadow of doubt in my mind. That's my girl. I and I go way back. And we've had some hella matches. I'm sure LA remembers one of them.
Uh-huh.
The Terror Twins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But,
I remember,
you know,
well.
Cy and I have talked about that match a lot. And there's been some realizations in that match. But, yeah, that's in the past. It only made us stronger.
Maybe,
and that was everybody's worst mistake.
Maeve, did you have any questions for Paige?
Not any questions, but I will echo Bossman and say that much like it's nice to see a more serious side of Chris Cage, it's nice to see a focused, determined side of yourself, Paige. I'll admit that I had my doubts when you came back and you said that this was going to be a different version of yourself, and you proved me wrong, and I'm willing enough to say that, so I wish you the best of luck in your match tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Now, I know, I got to answer this question because I know it's on everybody's mind. Where did this come from? Not a lot of you know. LA does. Maeve may. We all know who my mentor was. in my semi-retirement, I rang up the old bastard. Told him he needs to leave his boots on the shelf, but she's listening, thank God, because, you know, I don't want to deal with them. But we had quite a couple of long talks. And he made me see some things that I was blindsided to. And that's where this focus is coming from. Just, he may not be here, but he'll always be my mentor.
All right. Well, Paige, good luck to you tomorrow against Black Lilith. And I'll see if you can indeed go on to Love Hurts and fight for the Triple Crown Championship. Good luck to you.
Thanks, LA.
All right. That was Evil Angel Paige, ladies and gentlemen. And, Her determination definitely was a comeback story, no doubt about it, Maeve. And I'm very, like you, I'm very proud and very happy that she is back and looking better than ever. All right, let's bring on the man that Maeve refers to as Mor Corkra. Paragon, are you there?
I sure am, and I like to think of it as lovingly. I mean, she doesn't call me Les Corkra.
I don't understand. Why would I say that?
How you doing, Maeve?
I'm keeping well, and yourself?
Well, you know, mixed bag. So, where do we begin?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Tomorrow is it's an intense night. I'll tell you that much. It's gonna be an intense situation because we can't pretend like what is going to be an incredible match between myself and Simply the Best isn't the most important kind of scenario to be in. It's not like I'm going in there on a regular, you know, trash talk rankings match. I'm going in there for an opportunity to challenge for the biggest prize in this business. And yet there's this nagging thought at the back of my head. I mean,
I told you to check and make sure that you'd unplugged the iron before you left.
Look at Maeve doing her thing, and you know what? It's a welcome distraction, honestly, because that the real nagging thoughts are this: I've suffered so many injuries over the last couple of months. I've had so many setbacks, so many things that could jeopardize my ability to perform in this match against the man that is inarguably the most efficient performer of the past year in RAWF, the number one ranked wrestler, not just this month, for the entire year. And beyond those injuries, there's this concern because of the people who caused those injuries, these people that seem to want to get involved in my business every 15 seconds, and I have to wonder to myself, is this going to be one of those occasions that they get themselves involved? Maybe they're going to play the psychological game, have me looking over my shoulder for long enough for Simply the Best to take advantage. Maybe they don't mess with it at all. You know, this isn't their business. This is something entirely separate. And that's the only way that I can look at this match from a strategical standpoint and actually prepare for somebody like Simply the Best. Because, I mean, everybody says it all the time. It's an appropriate name. It's kind of a trope at this point to point out how apropos his name is. So when I look at an opponent like him. I'm not going to say that he's the best. I don't know that. There's so many different factors. There are so many different things that determine who is the best. The Immortal Griffith is the best. We just listed his great accomplishments, how many days he has been a world heavyweight champion. Simply the best is the best because he's won all of the rankings matches. Paragon of Greatness is the best because he is the one wrestler that never lets anything get him down. He is the best at picking himself up and going back into the fight. Lord Amadeus, obviously the best. He is responsible for RAWF as it is today. So to say any one person is the best is a bit of a trap game. So from one best to another best, STB, I hope that we tear the house down again, because this isn't our first time at this rodeo, at this exact rodeo, matter of fact, for a contendership to that prize.
No, it's not. It absolutely is not the first time that you and STB have gone one-on-one for a shot at the World Heavyweight title. And this is not a surprise. And, of course, throughout 2023, the two of you mentioned how he was the best as far as points go. You were right behind him in second. So you're starting out 2024, similar to the way 2023 went. So certainly it's going that way. But all that aside, the DOC, of course, has been knocking on your door, if you want to call it that, over the last couple months. And Revenge Gibson has challenged you to a cage match. You've accepted. That match will happen next week on Superstars. But talk to me about this matchup with Revenge.
Look, FCB was the first guy that they wanted to throw at me. They thought that I was going to fall down to their enforcer right out of the gates. They tried to send their biggest, their strongest, their tallest. After all of the beatdowns, after everything that they did to me, they thought they could crush me with pure strength. But the fact is, it turned out to be true what they say about FCB. It's only got two brain cells, and both of them are fighting for third place. Because the guy thought that he could go into a match. Listen, the guy thought he could go into a match with Paragon of Greatness, pick his own stipulation, and that he was going to end this crusade before it even began. Guess what? All he did was fire Big Purple up. He got this train rolling. Fire Chief Bill, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say thank you, because you gave me the inspiration to know that I could move on to a second opponent, the human equivalent of a participation trophy, Revenge. I mean, there she is, just kind of being in the background. And I thought to myself, I think that I should probably go ahead and knock out some of these bit part players, you know, on my path to somebody a little bit more important. So Revenge, go ahead and prove me wrong. Prove to me that the DOC didn't just add you to fill out some numbers. You know, I tried my best to give you your own stipulation. I tried my best to tell you, hey, you could pick my poison. You could have every advantage in the world, and you know what you did? You proved the things that I say about the DOC and their lack of foresight right. You flipped it back to me. You asked me to pick a stipulation, and that's why you and I next week we're going to be in a steel cage match, something that's going to keep you and me locked in, of course, but more importantly, it's going to keep the DOC locked out. And what are you going to do with a pissed off Paragon of Greatness when you don't have seven people backing you up?
Hmm. It indeed sounds like it's going to be a tremendous matchup next week. But once again, let's turn back to the match with STB. And how important is it to you that you be Chris Cage's first challenger as first World Heavyweight Champion?
I've made no bones about it over my long tenure in RAWS. A story is what I really care about, a truly great story. And when Chris Cage won that championship, it was a great story, but the strange thing was it almost felt distorted in time. Like, things didn't quite happen when they should have. You would have thought after everything, all of this build-up, maybe a couple of months down the line, Immortal would have been that night. And to see Chris Cage flip the script, kind of change how the story goes, that makes me wonder in this match was simply the best, because honestly, I think the better story is myself and Chris Cage. But the man closed the damn book and started writing his own script. And at this point, I'm flying without training wheels. I have no idea what's going on. All I can say from my perspective, and I mean this truly, I am proud of Chris Cage. I really am. After everything that we've been through, after a year of the company machine being behind this guy, we're talking about the most talked about superstar in RAWF over the last year, by far, not even close. Everybody had Chris Cage's name in their mouth. Everybody was talking about how he was going to be the next star. We had this whole saga with the Halloween creature, I'll call him. And before that, it was still the Immortal Griffith talking about the breakout of Chris Cage. Myself talking about the breakout of Chris Cage. You yourself talking about the breakout of Chris Cage. And to see him, I maybe don't like the way that he got to where he is, but to see him go out there and win the title the right way, to be a man that's no longer relying on these unsettled tactics, taking his craft more seriously, taking himself and his body more seriously, being the professional that I knew that he could be all of those years ago. Because I don't know if you remember this, way before there was a Maestro situation, well before the company was on that Chris Cage train, there was the Cut Out Your Heart match, a match months and months in the build. And what I had to say to Chris Cage the whole time, what it was about for me from day one in a months and months long feud with that man, was me trying to tell him that if he took himself and his craft a little bit more seriously, he could find his true talent and he could be that main eventer that he is now. And again, I can't condone necessarily the way that he got to where he is, but as an observer, to feel that vindication after years now and watch Chris Cage prove me right, it does a lot of pride. So I was talking about stories a minute ago, and while Chris Cage may be changing the script a lot, I still think that the best story that RAWS can have to offer right now is seeing Chris Cage fulfilling being what I told him he could be all of those years ago, squaring off against myself in what can only be an all-timer of a wrestling match. So STB, I wish you all the luck, but I really think in this situation, I'm the person that should be winning this match. And then Chris, we'll see what happens.
All right, well, Paragon, good luck to you tomorrow against STB. The winner goes on to face Chris Cage at Love Hurts for the RAWF World Heavyweight title. And we will talk with you, At any rate, next Sunday, it'll be you and Revenge Gibson in the steel cage as your battle against the DOC continues. Good luck in both matches, sir.
Yep, and one last thing before I hop off, I got to take the opportunity while I'm on air. Give a good old congratulations to Stinky Fishman out there for tying my Superstars record. May you have a miserable match against Maeve O'Hare, and congratulations on getting number 3 and 4 of the 6 rankings periods between Last Immortal and right now. How does it feel to be a constant silver medalist? Thank you. Good night.
A little shot at his brother on his way out. Maeve is very gone to greatness. But, yeah, he's definitely got a lot on his plate. That plate is huge. We will see what happens coming up. But we need to talk to the man who saw Chris Cage's victory firsthand. And who, there's no argument, he is the greatest world champion in RAWF history. He is the measuring stick by which that title is counted on. Let's now talk to ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Yeah, good evening.
Well, we all know what happened at Jingle Hell Rock, and I just saw you shake hands with the new champion out in the chat. So talk to me about what's going through your mind right now.
A lot of things, some good, some bad, but, you know, those don't have anything to do with Chris. Chris did what he is supposed to do. He came out to the ring, he fought his heart out, and he won. And congratulations to him. That is not a thing many people can say they've done. He's now amongst the elite of the elite. He is an RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, so congratulations to him, and I look forward to seeing what he does with it. That being said, if he disgraces it, then we're going to have a problem because you know how I feel about these things. I look forward to it. What I'm not looking forward to is the next couple months.
And why is that?
Well, you see, here's the thing. Sometimes, and I know you'll find this hard to believe, but trust me, sometimes I get a little full of myself. And I was so sure that I was going to get through this match. I kind of skated. I was just concentrating on my title matches, my week-to-week matches. I'll admit, I've been skating. You know, look at my rankings. You know it. I know it. Everyone who's facing me knows it. Unfortunately, that put me in a position because I lost this match. Not only will I not have a title match at Love Hurts, but I won't have a title match at my own pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, there's always a first time for everything, and, you know, it's the, I know you feel like, and a lot of people feel like you've accomplished everything in RAWF that you possibly can, but you haven't. There's so much left out there that the Immortal Griffith could possibly do. You've never been national champion. You've never been Midnight Hobo champion. You've never won the Xanther. There's things out there that you can still do.
Yeah, I guess that is true, depending on whether I want to, I guess. But, you know, here's the thing. I've accomplished a lot. And, you know, I set myself this one last goal. And, you know, you didn't know this. Hell, my own partner didn't know this. Maeve had no idea. But I can say it now because it doesn't matter because it didn't happen. If I had won that Jingle Hell Rock, I was planning on retiring. I was going to retire at Immortal because there would have been nothing left for me to do. Now I don't know. Now I got to kind of sit back and figure out what's next for the Immortal. I mean, this is the first time, and I don't know how long has it been since I have not held a single title in this company.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, now admittedly, you know, one of the reasons I don't is because we had to remove a division, but that's no one's fault, right? That happens. But you know, for the first time ever, I'm sitting here with no belts, no perspective of a belt. And I don't know what's next. I guess we'll see what fate throws my way. I mean, hey, look at it this way. At least I'm now technically eligible for things like the Saturday Night title or the, once again, the Superstar title. It's been a long time since either of those have been true.
That's true. Very true. I mean, it's not unfeasible. It's still feasible that you could be in a title match at Love Hurts. You are still in the arsehole, are you not?
No, that is fair. In fact, just earlier today, I took The Undertaker out of that tournament.
The reigning men's champion himself. And I know that title means something to you as well. It is another one of your favorites that you've held on a couple of occasions. So
5 times.
There is that.
And I believe I have not only the first and second longest reigns with it. I may be tied for the second one.
Let me take a look here. You have been men's champion 4 times.
5 times.
Well,
right in my record, so 5 times.
Well, it probably was one of those times where I had to rearrange the title.
Oh, that or Judge played with things.
Yeah, well, at any rate, four-time men's champion, you hold the, let's see, 76. You held it for 476 days is the record. And yes, you also hold the second longest reign. Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, second and third longest reigns. You had it for 315 days, and then you also had it for 266 days. So you've been men's champion more than anybody. That's another, just like the world title, you've held the men's championship more days than anybody else in RAWF history.
Yeah, that belt. I mean, there's argument that belt is what actually launched my career in this company.
Uh-huh.
Either that or Superstars. I have said to the blocker many, many times that those are two incredible places to launch a career in this company.
So, you know, if you deem to change your goals, update your goals, there are things out there you can certainly do. And we all know you're capable of doing them at any time. It's just whether you're motivated or not. And that's always been the case.
Well, that's true. Let's just say at the moment, I don't know what that motivation might be. But, you know, things change. I have time.
But let's talk about Chris Cage. And considering the way things that changed since Graveyard Smash and the metamorphosis he's gone through and what he said earlier, I'm sure you heard his statement that he recorded earlier, correct?
I did, actually.
And, that's not the same guy we would have heard from if he'd beaten you at Graveyard Smash for the title. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. I walked into that match unsure if it was a game or real or not. But I have fought this man when he was unsettled. I have fought this man now. This is not the same guy. There are things he could have done that he didn't. There are things that he did that he wouldn't have done before. This is a changed guy. I'm on board. And, while I am understandably underwhelmed at not having the title, is probably the nicest way to say it, I have said for a long time, whether or not people believe me or not, that I would like to see this title be in the hands of someone new, someone interesting, someone who will do new things and push boundaries. And that's happened. Chris is new blood at this level. He is eager and hungry to prove that this was not a fluke. And I think he's going to do that. And here's the thing. He just won the title from what, as you're saying, the greatest world champion RDF has ever had. I mean, we can have that conversation, I guess. But then he gets to go up against, his next opponent, his very first defense is going to be either way against one of the best people in this company. People that are constantly in the number one, number two positions, people who are constantly vying for that spot, and two men that absolutely feel they need to prove that they are still the man that can be the head of this company. So he does not have an easy fight in front of him. Not that any fight for the RAW World Championship is ever easy, but you know what I mean. Like he is facing two incredible superstars, one or the other. It doesn't matter which one it is. He has got a fight on his hands. And not having said all that, gentlemen, Paragon, STB, I have nothing but respect for both of your talents. Good luck, because I just faced that man. You're going to need it.
All right. Well, Griff, thank you for your time. And, I have a feeling that you're going to find something, some sort of goal before Immortal or for Immortal that will motivate you once again. I just have that feeling.
I mean, look, you've met me. I'm a little prickly. Somebody's going to piss me off.
Most likely. Maeve, any questions for your partner?
I'll let you know as soon as I finish processing that shocker that he dropped on us a minute ago. So when he says I had no idea, he's telling the truth. So this is the first I heard of it, same as you.
Hopefully I'm wrong, or hopefully I'm right, and you will find some motivation, Griff. But we will see. Good. Oh, by the way, fun fact, I just got notes from Randy about tomorrow's undercard here in Denver, and you'll be going against another top 25 opponent tomorrow, Griff. Andy Price.
No, actually, for a guy in my position, no belts, no anything, that seems about right. Is it a dark match? Probably should be.
Well, I mean, it's undercard, so. But at any rate, I can't. And I just want to see. Not this week. Next week. In 3 weeks' time, you will get your shot at the Superstars title.
Good to know. Guess we'll see who I'll face.
Why would you say this thing? Why would you do this, Bossman?
What? I'm not.
Is it yourself or is it Randy that I need to blame for this?
What?
Technically, you have to blame ourselves because this gets decided by our rankings.
Yeah. Can't blame me or Randy. This is just how it fell into place.
You don't know what I can do.
Well, this is true. At any rate, Griff, you don't know where I can get some hot chocolate at this time of night, do you? She's been over to...
Actually, I do.
I think Maeve would like some hot chocolate.
All right, give me a minute. Hold on. Let me get my phone right here.
See?
No one asked him or Corcora.
At any rate, when he gets... While he's checking on hot chocolate, I wanted to talk about Chris Cage for just a couple more minutes, because I knew, if you remember, Maeve, I was, well, I guess it was Maestro-influenced at the time, but I did kind of call out Chris Cage as the next big thing. Did I not?
Someone wearing your face certainly did.
Okay. Well, let's say, we know he's not here now. He's gone. You have him. You know this. You... Right, you haven't let him out or anything. You don't take him for walks or.
I mean, I didn't bring him with me because you made such a big deal about it.
Yeah,
I don't
you're right.
Have him break this pin.
Good, but you know where he's at, right?
Yeah, it's taken care of.
Okay, so we know that I have no that he has no influence on me right now whatsoever, right?
I certainly hope not.
Okay, so. I said Chris Cage last year was going to be next. There are three people that I look for big things in 2024 and possibly World Heavyweight. And I think should have and do have the ability to be world champions if they put their minds to it. Three names come off the top of my head. One of them is Hobo Ezekiel.
All right, let's hear him.
Hobo Ezekiel.
I mean, if you can keep him from running after stray food that he sees laying around and make sure that after Dwell and Friend don't show up in the middle of his match, then yeah, I think Hobo Ezekiel could win any title in this company.
Yeah, I think he's long overdue for at least an opportunity at the World Heavyweight Championship. Another one is Hotshot Chaz. I do believe he has the ability to be a world champion here in IWS.
He can get out of his own way. I don't disagree.
Yeah. And then the third one is you.
That's not funny.
I'm not kidding.
The third
I'm
time
serious.
I need to say, and I would certainly like to think that that's the case. I said earlier, I guess it's were last year at this point. It's just strange to say. So there were a couple of reasons that I had no interest in going after the world title. Obviously the biggest one of those reasons is no longer a concern. And I did make a promise to Vacant that I were going to put myself out there and get back to the old Maeve O'Hare. So I'm certainly not saying that I'm not here to go after the world title. As I said earlier in the show, if that's not your goal at the end of the day, I'm not sure what you're doing with your life. That being said, I have a ways to go. It has been a while since I expended the effort that it takes to get up into the top positions. Because, as you said, just looking at the fact that you had a six-way tie in
uh-huh.
the rankings at one point,
uh-huh.
that shows you how competitive this gets. And that's not even looking at number one and number two. So it's not going to be love hurts, obviously. It's probably not going to be immortal, but by the end of the year, it's my goal to have gone after that world title. It's been a couple years since I had the opportunity to do that. And, you know, fingers crossed, knock on wood, I'm not going to have to go up against the Threshing Machine again.
Yeah, don't say that
don't
too loud.
Don't you make a liar out to me, mistress. Don't you do it.
All right. Well,
the music. I buy a product and never use it. I hear the talkings of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Well, 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 look who decided to show up tonight. El Vacant, good evening, sir.
Co, that's right. Mexican hot chocolate on demand.
Mexican hot chocolate?
Si. It's a thing. Mexican chocolate, it's a thing. It's a drink. It's a little richer than what you're used to here in the States, but it's very good. You know, and then I didn't sprinkle it with the cayenne pepper because I didn't know if you would like that. It really, it's very little bit. It brings it a lot of flavor out, but I brought it in case you want some on the side. But, yeah, here. It's very good.
Ah, well, there you go, Maeve.
A little thicker than you're used to, too.
Well, thank you. I certainly need something to drink now. So you said you're supposed to sprinkle the cayenne pepper on this.
Just a little bit on the top, yeah.
You do realize that this is supposed to be sweet.
Well, I mean, you realize we're Mexicans. Even our sweet stuff is spicy.
You know what? Sure, let's try it.
It really does bring out the cocoa flavor. Yeah, it's just a touch.
It's a time for new things here in REWF. I will try it with the cayenne pepper. I'll trust you.
Here you go. Just look. Just a tiny little sprinkle. There you go. Try it.
I have to say, it smells good.
Damn, that's not bad. Kind of like, I suppose if you could eat French fries with a Frosty, you can eat, have a taco with fries.
You know, I weren't expecting to like this as much as I do, but it's quite nice. Thank you, Bacon.
It's quite good. So, I wanted you to try this.
Do you sell this at the truck?
We do. It's not a huge. I don't push it real hard, but we always have it because we like it, right? So, and if people ask for it, we'll obviously sell it to them. We also do another version of this upon request. It's actually just a member of the staff asked us to try this, and we keep it around because they constantly ask us. So we take this chocolate, right? This very thick, rich chocolate, and we take 1/3 heavy whipping cream. And then we blend it all together to make like a frothy chocolate drink. And that's really good too.
Well, that sounds delightful. I might have to come and get that before my match tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Hey,
it's
by the way, El Vacant, did you hear the request, or I suppose almost the request of Chris Cades, the new menu item he'd like to put since he won the world?
I did not, because I was downstairs trying to figure out how to unfreeze a fryer.
Oh, well, you're going to have to – he wants the Chris Cajun burrito with, I think, extra free cheese or – I forget. You'd have to go back and listen.
It were a free side of nacho cheese.
Free side of nacho cheese.
I'm not sure what makes
what,
that –
the burrito in?
My understanding was that Cajun meant that it had, like, blackening spices and stuff. So I'm not sure,
sure
what that
sure.
has to do with anything, but that's what he wants.
So a Cajun-style burrito – with like a side of nacho cheese to dip it in. I need a little more information. Like Cajun just is a spice thing. Am I just wrapping beans
well,
and spices, or do you want chicken
well,
or pork or beef or shrimp? Or you got to give me something, bro.
You got well. You can. I'm sure he'll message you and let you know what he wants there for sure.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, hey, you absolutely get your item. So and I like the name. It's catchy. It rolls off the tongue. So, yeah, you talk to me. We get this right on the truck.
There you go. I can't wait to try it, actually. Free nacho cheese.
You understand by saying Cajun, it's going to be spicy, right?
Okay, maybe I'm not so...
I'm not so much for spicy things. Vacant knows this. I just didn't grow up eating them. But I will always eat something if it's given to me with cheese. So...
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, I just saw something. Wait. Chris. As part of your homage to your good friend, Hot Cha Chaz, it's fun to say, it should be served with hot sauce.
Now, the two of you can work out all the little details. I'm actually surprised you showed up, El Vacant, considering it's -4 degrees outside here in Denver.
Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to figure out how to unfreeze a deep fryer. Let that sink in. I didn't even think that was possible.
What happens when you drag us up a mountain when it's -21 out there?
Oh, shoot. Oh, El Vacant, I appreciate the hot chocolate. Thank you very much. I know Maeve appreciates it as well. And, well, anyways, thank you. And, yeah, get with Mr. Cage, the new World Heavyweight Champion, on what exactly he wants, because I at least want to try a Chris Cajun burrito, just because it sounds cool.
Anytime I usually do is a spicy thing on the menu, I usually make a non-spicy version. So...
All right. Well, I believe he'll be our next. Let's bring back the Razor for a second. Razor, are you there?
Here, sir.
So you had a hell of a weekend last weekend. Let's admit. Now, I don't. A huge victory last week on the show over Maeve for the After Hours Championship, and of course 2 days later another major victory that I really don't want to talk about, but. Congratulate you anyways. And any rate, so you're living high on the hog right now. How's it feeling? And what am I going to get to see from Razor in the coming in 2024?
Oh, it's feeling good. Everything working out my way right now. 2024, what's in store, huh? I would like to say that I'd like to see myself in line for a world title shot, but that may be towards the end of the year. I don't see it happening any in the next couple months.
I do got to ask you, Razor, since you're a member of the DOC, are you kind of worried about this Terror Paragon's been going on? Because eventually he's going to have to set his sights on you.
You know, I'm not too concerned. I mean, you know, we've got all these members and, you know, we're all pretty much the same. We're just like an Energizer Bunny. You know, he might knock us down, but we'll keep going and going and going.
Okay. I was going to say, because, I mean, as far as I knew, there's never been any animosity between you two till now. So, you know, I guess it is what it is. We'll see what happens going forward. But, yeah, you somewhere down the line are going to have to face the Paragon of Greatness in the ring, just like every other member of the DOC.
Well, as far as that goes, if it happens, I'm looking forward to it. Paragon is a tough man, but if I'm lucky, maybe I won't have to deal with it. Maybe someone else in the DOC will take him out before he gets to me.
That's the most pusillanimous thing I've ever heard in my life. First, you sit there and you're like, oh, yeah, we're all the same, which I could have told you that because you're all born a shite. Second of all, you're sitting there going, well, maybe I won't have to face him because someone else will take care of him. But you don't even sound confident that you think anyone else in your faction can take care of him. And I still have yet to hear from any of you about why you're actually mad at Paragon. If you sit there right now, Razor, and you tell me what more Corker ever did to yourself.
All will be revealed in time.
You don't know a damn thing, Bossman.
Apparently not. What did you say? What was that word you said?
Pusillanimous?
Well, what does laminating things have anything to do with it?
English. I learned it from him.
Okay. All right, Razor. Well, thank you for your time, and enjoy that After Hours Championship. I'm sure you are. And the DOC, I'm sure, is enjoying it as well.
Thank you, sir.
Report from Randy tomorrow on Superstars. You will take on. Lord. No, that's his. Why am I getting his grocery list? Never mind. There it is. Sassy Applebee's is your opponent tomorrow. So have fun with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I sure will.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, another member of the DOC. You thought it was cold before, Maeve? It's just about to get a little colder.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, ice cold Aaron McFadden now joining us on After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus.
So, Aaron, I'm going to ask you the same question. Paragon, you seem to be the one member of the DOC that Paragon is not targeting because he thinks you two are buddies because he's always been a big supporter of. I have to ask you. Are you on Paragon's side? Are you an ally of Paragon, or are you with the DOC and agree with everything they've been doing to the Paragon of Greatness?
There are things that the group, my associates do that I do not agree with sometimes, but they do them. And if I'm guilty by association, I'm guilty by association. And if it comes down to it, myself and Paragon in the ring, so be it. It's not
okay.
Something I'm looking forward to, but if it happens, it's gonna happen.
You didn't realize
okay.
You didn't answer the question that you were asked.
I think what
do
he
you,
was trying...
Or do you not agree with what they're doing?
Listen, I'm going to come in here right here, and I'm going to say something, because I don't like my boy Ice Cold getting the third degree here. Listen, I know. Me and Aaron, we're real good. We've been good for a long time. You can't control what seven other people are doing. I think he put it really well a couple of weeks ago. He's not their babysitter. I got you, Aaron. I know how this goes. I know that you're not responsible for this. You're everybody's treasure. Peace.
You really need to lock that door, Bossman.
I mean, it didn't sound like Aaron was too is talking about much shit about Paragon as the rest of them. So maybe Paragon's got a point there. But Aaron,
all I know is that if I were friends with someone and I had other friends who were actively beating them up on a regular basis, I might consider not being friends with one side or the other. Yeah, you know, what do I know? I'm just a laugh. Continue.
No, that's fair. I understand your point, but sometimes also you got to be Switzerland.
hate the Swiss.
So, Aaron, 2024 has begun, and what are your goals for this year? What do you plan on striving for in RAWF?
Well, honestly, I have to wait a bit to pick myself up and get back to where I was.
I mean, you did have a disappointing Jingle Hell Rock. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, we know that you're capable of getting to that hype and possibly more. So there's got to be some goals you've got set for 2024. I'd like to hear them.
I've got my eyes on the tag titles. I've got my eye on the the Midnight Hobo title. I got my eyes potentially on Enigma's Anything Goes title. Possibly even going up for the into the top 10 for the very first time.
Those are good goals. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. And yeah, I'd like to see you get up in that top 10. You have not, that is something you have not done. So I would love to see that. My advice to you is just a little bit more talking in your matches, and that could quite possibly happen because the season you had a couple seasons ago, if you had just talked a little bit more, you would have been in the top 10. So that's food for thought for you right there. Tomorrow on Superstars, you will be taking on Kane the Governor. Any thoughts on taking on Kane tomorrow?
The road to climb to where I was is never easy. Randy just made it even harder.
Yeah, Kane the Governor, he's no slouch. There's no doubt about it. He's been a little off as of late, but at the same time, you know, he's tough. He's looking to get back into title contention himself, so you definitely do not have it easy tomorrow. We will see what happens. But anything else you wanted to discuss there, Aaron, or was there anything in particular you wanted to talk about, or?
No, that's really all I had to talk about.
All right.
It might be, I don't much say other than I don't think you want to hear me complain and whine a bitch about how I playing about my losses, but I just pick myself up and march forward.
There you go. That's all you can do. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back to it. That's all you can do. So good luck to you, Aaron, and we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to seeing if you can get into that top 10 like your goal is set and win some of them titles that you mentioned. All right. Thank you, Aaron. Last but not least, it wouldn't be a show, it wouldn't be an evening without Mr. RAWF showing up and saying hi. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die? Retribution.
in time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judgment is here. Judge, are you there?
Hey, Lemondias, how you doing?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I don't even...
Hi, Judge.
It's my birthday. Hi, Maven. You know, I got to echo one thing that Amadeus said, and I've called it before, and I'm calling it again. Mabel O'Hara, the next female IWF world champion.
Certainly appreciate your faith in me, Judgey. I hope it's not too misplaced.
I don't think you can do it anymore, though. I think given the chance, you could do it. And you know, Aaron, ice cold Aaron McFadden comes on here. You know, I have to say one thing. I've given him a lot of flack in my time when I was here. And, you know, I come to realize something tonight, because I said to myself, self, because I call myself self, I said, self, what? Why does his voice sound so familiar? I remember it sounds like Razor's shadow if it could talk. It's exactly what it sounds like. I mean, it's just him and Razor should become a tag team. They should be called Deputy Doodahs. I mean, I think they would be pretty cool. And as far as Paragon goes, Paragon, I have to say one thing about you, buddy. You are the best. This is your night. You got it coming up. Take Simply the Best. Do what you got to do. Get that title. Go out to Chris Cage. Bring the title back to your area. And then you keep it until May comes and takes it from you. And as far as Griff, the immortal Griff, I take my hat off to you, buddy, because you got a dark match that I never got. I didn't go that low. Congrats.
Ah, the
so
words
there,
of wisdom. The words of wisdom from Mr. RAWF Judgment. So, Judge, it's kind of cold out. I'm surprised you showed up. You usually don't like the cold. What brought you here to Denver tonight?
I came to Denver tonight because I wanted just to come here and come on, you're number one company in Osawa, number one radio host, and I wanted to come because I wanted to see what was going on, and I wanted to be here. It's pretty fun, it's cold as hell, but it's pretty fun.
All right, well, Judge, Maeve, is there anything you want to talk to Judge about?
I mean, We could be here for the next 3 weeks talking to Judge about things. So all I will say is that it's always a pleasure to see you, Judgey, and I'm glad that we still have you coming around the show, even though you've decided to take it easy on the rest of us and retire from active competition.
I had to. I was getting tired of beating up people. And, you know, Griff, you know, and then go back to Griff real fast. I want to say one more thing to Griff. Griff, don't worry. I can finally say that I held the men's title more times than you did, and you know, coming in as what would Paragon say, his title was silver. Now you're a silver medalist as well, Griff.
All right. With that being
and
said,
this is a beautiful set with Maeve here. I mean, you got Tess, come on, you got Maeve O'Hara. Do you realize who this is?
Judgey, sometimes I'm not sure you realize who I am, because you get all these weird ideas about who I am and what I've done.
I can tell you one thing right now. You are the diva of divasness. I mean, just because sometimes I made a nice little intro for her one time. Did anybody ever play that? Did you ever hear that intro I made for her?
When was this?
It has been played on radio and doesn't ever need to be repeated.
Oh, has it been played? I didn't hear it. I didn't know if it was played or not.
She
hails from Irish Spring Country. During the summer, she stands on the side of a cliff and blows this huge curved horn to the makers of cough drops. Her voice is soft, like the sound of raindrops hitting a parked car. When it comes to holding titles, she's as timeless as an El Vacant taco. She likes to show up in tied shirts, short shorts, and 10-inch stilettos. She can score big when it comes to sales on lipstick. It's soft-spoken ladies champion. She's like none other. She's a Hall of Famer, a multi-title holder. She's able to rip up 5 pages at the same time, doing all this while she will kick your ass while giving you her autograph. Coming to an arena soon near you, the lovely, the talented Maeve O'Hara. That was a good one. I'm dead. That's a good one. You guys rock. Congratulations.
Thanks, Judge. Maeve, why are you looking at me like that? Maeve?
Yeah, you know what you did.
You did it, Maeve. You pushed the button.
I'm not going to forget that anytime soon.
I won't forget it.
At least I didn't bring the doll out.
I don't believe in kink shaming, so I'm not going to go there.
You know, I think it's time to call it a night before I get myself in any more trouble than I'm already in. Maeve, thank you very much for co-hosting tonight. I very much appreciate it. I do appreciate you coming in from the cold.
I certainly weren't going to stand outside in that.
Well, yeah, no doubt, but you know what I mean. Helping me out tonight, I very much appreciate it. And thanks to everyone listening. We will see you again soon. And tomorrow, Superstars comes to you live from the Ball Center here in Denver. Some big, big contenders matches. And, of course, Maeve with an opportunity to win the Superstars title for the first time in her RAWF career. So a lot going on tomorrow on Superstars. We will see you all very soon. Good night, everybody.